In 2017, Heroes. Rise. The phenomenal Australian Ninja Warrior is coming tonight.
This Sunday, we cannot wait.
Oh, we're very excited to talk ninja. We've got Beck Madden, one of the hosts of Australian Ninja Warrior. Good morning, Beck.
Lou and Matt, great to be with you, and I'm so glad that you are as excited as I am for Sunday.
Oh, are we ever? Now, one of the reasons, actually two of the reasons that we're excited is because we have two local connections in the show. One of them, I believe, appearing pretty well first up, Jack Morris.
Yes. Oh, you do have some local guys.
Yes.
We do.
Terrific, which is just terrific. Yes, I think you'll be impressed, and there's some surprise packets as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to obviously seeing Jack and Zoe Featenby, who we don't personally know Zoe, but we do know her brother Jesse very well, former triathlete and now elite cyclist. So we're certainly on well and truly on the Featenby bandwagon.
Yeah, well, they need all the support they can get because, let me tell you, this is one tough mother of a course.
Yeah, well, only seven people in the 20-year history. You started in Japan. It's been over in the States as well. Only seven people in the 20-year history of the competition have managed to complete the course. So it must just be insane.
Yeah, I know. It's really amazing. And I just, I keep thinking about that actual thing, and then I keep thinking about how great our Aussie athletes are, because you know that in this country we love support and in sport, and in this country, you know, in terms of population, we produce some very, very good athletes per capita. So I think everyone will be very impressed with how the Aussies do.
One of the things, I suppose, that makes it even more interesting is the fact that not all of these contestants have competed at an elite level. Is that right, or are they all like elite athletes?
No, absolutely. On the contrary. So there's mums with three kids that are competing. There's rock climbers that just like to climb rocks on the weekends. There's the parkour guys that love jumping off things in the urban settings.
Yes.
They come from all different walks of life. So, no, there's only a very, very small percentage of people who are have been. You know, there's some former Olympians, but that certainly is not the majority of the course. These are literally doctors, nurses. There's a lawyer. You know, there's everyday Aussies competing on this course.
And Lou, didn't you say a former bachelor, or is that...
Yeah, is that right? Is Tim Robards part of the show?
Yes, he is part of the show.
What, he has a crack, does he?
Yes, he does.
Well, I'm looking forward
to seeing that.
Okay.
Well, now we've sparked everybody's interest.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's, I mean, as you say, just all walks of life. But I just can't wait to see everyone having a go. And I guess we'll all find our favourite to get behind, without a doubt. But, yeah, just that whole giving it a crack spirit is what we love so much.
Yeah, and the great thing about this show is that I said, they're everyday Australians. So you don't necessarily know, you know, their names. You don't know anything about these people. However, the way the show is constructed is that we do these people's backstories. So before they run the course, you get a snippet into this person's life. And a lot of people have had really heart-wrenching stories to get to this point, which means that you are barracking for these people. You want everybody, you know, to do well. And I keep getting asked, who's your favourite? Who's your favourite? And it's almost impossible to pick, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, well, it starts this Sunday, Channel 9, Australian Ninja Warrior, fronted by Ben Fordham and Beck Madden, with Freddie Flintoff thrown in there as well. Thanks so much, Beck. Can't wait for Sunday.
Lou and Matt, great chatting.